Okay, the next thing to do with event data is if you have a data file that's too large to load in. In this case, this event mode file is nearly 1 gigabyte in size. That's far too large to load in. 200 megabytes is about the upper limit of what you would ever want to try and load in. Partly because of memory limitations when the file is loaded in, and also simply displaying a file of this size with tens of millions of events is displaying graphs that have tens of millions of data points on, and even on the fastest computers with the fastest graphic cards, this can still be excruciatingly slow. So what we want to do is split this into more manageable chunks and then process each chunk individually, or if we just want to sort of view the kinetics of the file and see what happens as a function of time, we can view a decimated file. And how to do this is make sure we have the correct mode. In this case, this is stream mode, not oscillatory mode. And instead of loading the event log file, we want to split the big file. We want to split into chunks of about 100 megabytes, and they will be numbered as split 0, split 1, split 2. So we say continue, pick the event file, open it, and allow it a little time to process it. What it needs to do is actually load in 100 megabytes at a time and then rewrite these files back out to disk. Once it's done, it gives you a list of the 10 files that it split things into. We could individually load each of these files and then process them, or we could actually just take this list and have it load in every hundredth data points. So we'll get a view of what's going on, but instead of having to load in 900 megabytes of file, we'll actually be only loading in 9 megabytes worth of the file. So if we click Load Split List, it will load in whatever is in this split file wave. And this will take some time because it has to load these in sequentially and strip out 99 out of every 100 points. Typically, using a decimation factor of 10 to 100 or 1,000 works quite well depending on how many data points you actually have in your file. In this case, you can see there are about 8 million events in each of these split data files. So there would be about 80 million events in the total data file. So it's finished with the split 6. It's finishing with split 7. So once this decimated file is split, it'll actually give you sort of an overview of what's happening in the file. It'll also give you a file that is, once it has been once it's been completely decimated and corrected, it can actually be saved as if it was a regular VAX file as well. Given that it will be able to, it'd be as if you only counted 1 out of every 100 neutrons. It's still a valid file, there'll just be a lot fewer neutrons. And if you have 80 million events, you can actually throw away a lot of those events and still have the same information present. So for this decimated set, you can see the differential is a little bit garbled here. We can look to adjust the events here. And if we put the differential on here, we can inspect these events. And again, it's trying to put a large number of events here. And if we zoom in, we can see, again, there's a number of time steps here. If we find a step down, we can see the step down is, again, 6.7 seconds. So it automatically puts the cursor at the lower step and at the extreme right end of the data file. And if we say add time, it will add time from this cursor all the way to the end of the data file, which is what it needs to do to correct these. And then if we move on to the next step down, we need to redo the differential, find the next step down, we can, again, sequentially remove these bad points out of the data file. This will take some time because it is adjusting a large number of data points. But once this would be done, then you would be able to actually treat this data file as a regular data file, just with a decimated number of events. If then you would want to see the entire data set with all the data points, what you would need to do is go through and sequentially load each of the split files listed here and can actually be found on disk where you saved the experiment. Can be found there and load each of those, which would be, in this case, 100 megabytes each. Load them, correct them by adjusting the events, and then being sure to save those. So then you'll have a series of saved data files, and then process each of them individually. Typically, if you have a large file like this, decimation is the best answer because you typically have way too much data at that point. And this is what you do for stream data. If you have oscillatory data, you want to do something similar. In general, if you have oscillatory data, you do want to add all of the data together because you're trying to accumulate data on very short time scales, and you need to accumulate over and over again many slices of data to get enough counts in each of those short time slices for them to be significant. In this case, you would do the same thing. The very first thing is you would split the large file into some number of manageable chunks. You would then sequentially go through. You, of course, have oscillatory selected. You would load each of these split files one by one, adjust the events, do the binning as you wish. You would then say, for the first one, add the first slice. This would add the first slice to the display. You would then load log file number one. In this case, you load zero first, one. Load the next log file, adjust it, make sure it's correct, bin it exactly the same way, with the exact same number of slices, and then say, add next slice. That would add the first two runs together in this binned representation. Do the same thing with the next file, load it, adjust it, bin it, add it. Repeat this for all the slices. And then at that point, you'll have everything loaded, binned, and you can export all of the data as VAX data. The resulting VAX files will be a lot smaller than the original 1 gigabyte worth of event data that you've collected. The other way you can do this is take each of the split event files, load them, bin them, export them. In this case, you would export 11 files. Take the next file, load it, adjust it, bin it, export it. Then, in the reduction process, you would have 10 different files of the first slice to add together, 10 different files of the second time slice to add together. It's really up to you which way you would rather do it. Either way, you'll have a list of waves, a list of data files that you have split that are manageable size. You can either decimate it to look at a smaller amount of data, or you can use it all adding them together.